Probably,
yeah. I hear you up to. What
exactly?
We had a machlekes of Zion and Beis in the bottom of the page. We had a machlekes of Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda. Where do you learn out from that when it comes to a mitzvah, the kohen can postpone it? So Rabbi Yehuda learns from the fact that a chosn, he says that a chosn can be pushed off and so on. And Rebbe says that when it came to and he looks at the pasuk of Yom Yerois, and the Rebbe said we learned out from the fact when it came to a house that had leprosy, we said first clear out the house before you invite the kohen in. So what's the difference? Which pasuk you can learn from? We learn from that pasuk or the previous pasuk. So one day Abaye says there's no difference. Mashmoy is doshin ika benayu. The only argument, which pasuk we learn it from? From Ubi Yom Yerois, from the day they know the day that he chooses to see, or from the house. However, Rava says, Dovid Horashus Ika Benayu. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're learning only a chasen and by or Yom Tov, because the mitzvah tells the kohen, don't come over and see. However, in ordinary things, which is the case of the house, which you're clearing your own goods, over there, perhaps something like, which is for your own personal benefit, maybe the kohen should come over. However, Rebbe said that even for your own personal benefit, to save your furniture, you can stop the kohen from coming until you clear it out. He said, "Aye, Rebbe holds even for your own shoes. There's a big difference." Nu Rabbi Yehuda, the fact is, it says clear the possibility that you should clear your house out first. Mahasim lega benin. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't learn from there. What do we can't learn from there? The chiddushu, the whole concept of having lepers in your house is a chiddush. No eitiv of the balma lemetamu. Generally, flat stones. A flat wood, or stones are not receiving of tumah. And suddenly here we have a case of a house, which the entire house becomes tumah. So the whole thing is a chiddush. So anything that applies to this case of a house, you can't compare anything else to it. So you kind of learn from there that things of that in other cases, for chasen or yom tov, we can delay the coins coming over. Because there's a whole thing, is a tiny exception. And the hacham etamu. Rashi top of the page, eight flat boards. Let me kabbalum. The Rebbe, now Rebbe seems to have two psukim. What's the wise have two psukim? Omad, it's when he bought psukim, the pasuk when a kohen comes to see, when he wants to choose to see, it'll be ubayayim, and from the pasuk from the house. If we only knew the pasuk, ubayayim herais, when the day that he comes over and sees, having thought, as you asked, lidvar mitzvah in, we can delay the kohen's arrival when it comes to a matter of a mitzvah. But when it comes to a matter of not a mitzvah stam, I want to spare my furniture, whatever. No, kazer achmana v'tziva hakohen. We need the other pasuk to clear out your house first. Tells you that even ordinary things you can say before the kohen comes over. No, so that let it be sufficient. Just tells that. If it only told us a pasuk to a coin, I would have thought, Hani in over here, you know why we allow you to spare your furniture? Because the lav tumid the gufa, it's not a personal tumid, it's a tumid in a house, the whole thing is supernatural, so therefore, okay, wait a week. Aval tumid the gufa, when it comes to tumid of your own body, ema merze chazile, the coin you see straight away, and as one of the mafashim told you, I can't remember if it was an abano, the Ebenezer, was prunu, learn the pshat is because maybe it's contagious. And therefore, if it's contagious, how can you delay the arrival of the kohen? Because you want to save yourself, but meanwhile, you might affect other people. Tzricha, therefore, we need a pasuk. Contagious physical. Yes. It's machlekes of the shayim. What exactly tzaras is. And it's one of the raya that it's contagious. The fact that he's in solitude is one another raya. What? You put him in solitude. He has to go, Mitzayda has to leave the camp. Why does he have to leave the camp? So, the big machlek is whether the leprosy on a person is. On a house, there's no question. But leprosy on a person, is that supernatural, is that teva? Teva ness. And one that I is that it's ness, that it's teva. Navas. Why did Abish allow this to happen? Is because of Maitre Shemara or because you murder, or the seven reasons the Gemara is Nechen. But what exactly is it? What's the outcome? One that I is that it's teva is from right here. Otherwise, what's Pshat? Why would Teva Gufi be different? The other limp shot is that it's not such a chiddush. Even though in this particular case, the leprosy is a supernatural, but the concept of leprosy by a person is not a chiddush. So therefore, we would have thought that you can't delay the kohen. What? Why? Because once your Torah tells you that leprosy... Who cares? But why don't you tell me that the concept of leprosy, it's up to the kohen when he wants to come over. Where the leprosy is in the house on the goof. What's the difference? We're talking about leprosy here. Leprosy, not tumor. What's the kohen coming to examine it? Whether this is a tzaras or not. We have tzedakah by house, tzedakah by person. If it's a nest, then what's the chiluk? Where the nest? Where it is? Or by garments. If it's a nest, why am I asking Mina? Why making a distinction there?
That's the definition of it. It doesn't matter because even if it's a nest, it still requires the status.
Yeah, but if once the Torah told us that this whole concept of chiddush haras, it's up to the kohen when he comes over. Yeah. So then, what do you tell me about every single case? Once you know haras of a house and haras of begodim, haras of a person, it's all the same idea. It's something which is not, which is supernatural, and you told by one of them or something, why should it be any different? Once you told by one place, it reflects on all the other ones. That's how it works. It's up to the kohen when it comes over and diagnoses it. What do you mean? Why? Why do you say that? Why? Why not? It's all the same thing. It's all leprosy. The only way it only has its own get it is if there's different kinds of leprosy, so therefore this is a different kind of leprosy. Okay, that's what you argue. That's what they say. Okay, anyway. Rashi. The house is also tummy. The house is also tummy. No difference. The house is also tummy. Feeling the tats to heaven. How you deal with tum in the house, obviously, the whole thing is a chiddush, you get different than anything else. But they argue that if leprosy is a chiddush. That's what you say. So I'm just explaining to you. Muzzle, relax. It's a machlek is a shinim. It's a machlek is a shinim. If you look in the beginning of Parshas Tazria and Betzayda, it's a machlek is a shinim between the Ramban and Ebenezer and all the Mepharshei Taita, what leprosy is. And they, and one of the rayas that leprosy is not something natural is, we don't find anywhere by Tumen, Hilchos Tumen, that somebody is segregated. Nowhere. Nowhere in Hilchos Tumen is anywhere segregated. Over somebody in Betzayda, somebody is segregated. Why? So Rashi learns when it comes to Nyoni the Shus Luchedi, we can learn Mitzvah Koin, it's a Koin, it's a Yemiros Boy, even though Luchedi can live with a Koin, it's still a Yemiros Boy. Because I would have thought, Tumid the Gufay Maloid, Layal live Tumid the Gufay Matumid Lav Gufay, the Dover and Shus. I would have thought that when it comes to Dover and Shus, I cannot learn one from another. Mitzvah Koin. No, Rashi seems to be saying, in Yoni from Mitzvah, I would have learned from the house. This is how Rashi learned Shat and Gemara. Different than what we know learn about the proper Shat. Not that it's a chiddush and whatever dinim is there only applies to there. I would have thought that by a house we allow to double the shus. When it comes to gufei, only for bar mitzvah I would allow to have a mina chiddush or kamashalon. That's what we're going to write. The hainu tume de gufei, the mamtin lo de bar mitzvah, the hoyu v'ashkan. And once you know the mamtin lo de tume de gufei, me de bar mitzvah is lay, nami koyach lamei vajur koyin, the mamtin lo tume de gufei, the double shus nami. I forgot the chiddush. Once you know for bar mitzvah, the Torah clearly says by bar mitzvah, we allow you. So we say, then we go back to a house and say, since over there is no difference between one another, we are comparing the two, even though they don't say each tzeda is different dinim. Once you know by one place that we allow, then we go to the other place. Once we know by one mitzvah we allow, then we go back and say, over there is no chiddush shus mitzvah, we'll say over here the same thing. That's the Gemara here. So you're right. You said before, yes, it's up to the coin which days he chooses to examine it. Which days he doesn't. My mashma, we did see the word that he can choose which day, and on the day, and on the day. Which part of that word do you learn that, and he can choose which day? My uva yoim, and on the day. And on the day seems to clearly say, and he can choose which day. Shema mina yeshiyim shehatarei by. There are those days that he does see yeshiyim shehatarei by. Extra vav. Rav says that's just extra vav. Kula kroy seiru. The entire word by yem is extra. Because the even can otherwise lichachmanu uve heirois. And when he sees my uve yomim and the day he sees shema mina yeshiyim shehatarei by yeshiyim shehatarei by. You can choose which day you see, which day you don't see. Rashi kula kroy seiru klima kula teva de yem heirois kroy seiru extra pasuk. Says the gemara lechayim. That you, Abaye, Lechayda, he says he doesn't know the word Bayayim, it's superfluous, just the vav. What does he do with the word Bayayim? Abaye, no, we need to teach you other din. For example, how do you know that the kohen can only see during the day, not at night, in the moonlight? So therefore, he says bayayim. We need the word bayayim. The vav is what's extra. Nu Rava, he also needs bayayim. Teacher by day, not by night. But Rava bayayim by night. Where does he learn from? Nafli, he learns from altogether from somewhere else. It says in the pasuk that after if it spreads the spreads the tzaras, he has to call back the kohen. The kohen has to look, and it says in the pasuk lechom mare eini hakohen. Everything is visible to the eyes of the kohen. It has to be at a time when it's very visible, which is during the day, not at night. So therefore, we know it from that day, not night. What I do with the word value, the entire word is extra. What to do with that other pasuk? What does he mean for day and not night? So Gemara says, "Ahum bayli needs another halacha." Lemuute suma ba'achemain lechol mare eini hakohen. All the eyes of the eini hakohen. No, both eyes, plural, and not just if he can see with one eye. He can see. He's single dimensional. I want multidimensional, two-dimensional. He cannot examine it. That's what he did that pasuk for. So every pasuk is needed to teach a din, and by yem I need day, but not night. But the modern Rav also needs to learn the halacha. Nami by the halacha, he needs for that. Inok and nami. Taki, right. He uses lechol mare in a coin, and he has to be able to see with both eyes. And lechol, so why does he be yem? Is extra. Doesn't Rav need by yem teach a day, not night? El by yem, belayla menole, where does he learn day, not night? Nafkale, mikanega nidali babayas. He says here that it appears to be the coin says, when the coin comes to look at the house. The owner says to the coin when he's about the house. He says, Kanega nida liba bais. It appears to me like a nega. What do you mean lead to me? Not obviously he's talking about himself. He's the one who comes, he's approaching the coin. Leave a little meet my eye without any assistance of anything else. Not my light, my candlelight, anything else. No, it's by day. So just like he has to approach the coin and say he saw this out by coin by day, so we know the coin also has examined it by day. So what do I need by yam? The title by yam is extra. Abaya and Abaya, Ima Hossam had to be only looking for Kenega, need a Liba Bai, some ever thought, Hani, Mili, Tuma, the Lav, the Gufe, only when it comes to Tuma of a house. Do we say that you have to be able to see it with your own eyes? Aval, Tuma, the Gufe, but Tuma, the Gufe, feel Oinami. Why? Why would Tuma, the Gufe, you think about Oinami? It's all the same thing. It's Raz the Chiddush, and the whole idea of Raz the Chiddush, and over here you need Dafka Li. Why over here do you think it's different? Again, those are showing him say. It's a different thing altogether. That's a Nes, and this is a Tel Teva. And therefore, the whole thing is different. And Kamash Lang, that it isn't. That you still have to see by day. Rashi, that's right. So he uses by Yom, teach you by day. Abai uses by Yom, day, but day not by night. And he uses the Vav to teach you that a coin can choose which day. And the Rabbi says, no. That we learn for Kenega, need to leave Abai for all. For all, and some Achrayim want to say that's Gufa Machlekes Abaye Berava, if it's where the Teva Nes. And what is the word by Yem? It's totally extra. Rashi, leave a light. I don't need any candlelight. I had a Yem by day. Who Shaita Nami? In that time also, just like when you come to the Koyin, at the same time, the Koyin comes. The Koyin comes at the same time when you approached him. And Lachedi, you'll be by day. Kamashalon. If that's part of Rashi, it's a little bit hard to say. Who said the guy came to the Koyin by day? He just says, I saw the Tzaraz by day. Maybe he's coming to the coin at night. Rashi's saying the whole Rai is that the Vah coin, immediately after he approaches the coin goes over there. So but who told you that he came to the coin by day? All that he tells the coin is, I saw it by day.
So when the guy comes to report to the coin,
maybe it took a few hours to get there.
The coin is to ask him, did you see it in daylight or did you see it in the dark?
So he's a Kenegan Italy, that means I see it by day. And Vah coin means he went straight away. Maybe he came to 11 o'clock at night. The Rai would have been, he said, Kenega Nidali. Why does the Torah have to say Kenega Nidali? What's that in the Gay? It teaches you that he had to see Tzaraz by day. It means anybody sees Tzaraz by day. But actually, he learns that the Rai is from a Vaha coin. Then immediately afterwards, he came. So, what does that prove? Rashi, Kamash Lan, Uva Yem, Heroi, Boy, the Boy, Hain, the Time, the Gufa, Tumin, the Gufa. Even Tumin, the Gufa. Okay, back to Gemara, Mishnah. We're still learning the Mechalamoid. But you know what I made? I made it further. Melaket Adam at Samais Aviv Imai. A person may collect the bones of his and of his parents, and they should seem to law and transfer them to a caver. You know how to transfer a caver once somebody's buried, because a mace is calling him a kaimer, unless it's to benefit the mace. For example, you want to bury him next to his family, or next to Israel, for example. So somewhere where the benefits the mace. Says here, a modern Lashon. Are you allowed to do that because Simcha Hiloy, you, the son, are happy that you're transferring it because you know it's better for your parents? That's how Pashtub Shat in the Mishnah is. Singing about some Halim Shat in the Mishnah. That's what it seems from here. Rabbi Yossi Eimer, Evel Hiloy, that's Simcha. That day is Avelis, Rashi. Malakan, Atzom, is Avimai, Umay Lichon, Lamokamach, Lakoy, Rambekir, Avaisam. to bury them in kibbutz. Rav Yisim, Rashi doesn't bring an example. Sorry? Oh, because it is Avelis. It's halacha. The day that you transfer a thing is Avelis. That day is Avelis. Only a day. It's not a question of bringing tzar because of the simcha. Rashi doesn't bring the example of bringing Tetz Yisrael. I guess maybe practically it wasn't, in Rashi technically it wasn't that practical. Don't do it on Chol HaMoed, it's Avelis, and the whole idea of Chol HaMoed is Simcha. Back to the Mishnah. A person shouldn't go around and arouse people to come and hear a hesped about a mace. Or you shouldn't then go get a maspid. Within 30 days of Yom Tov, you should not make a hesped. Within 30 days of Yom Tov, you should not make a hesped. That's what the Mishnah says. Rashi. Lo ya'arad al meis. What do you mean lo ya'arad? You shouldn't arouse for your meis. Says Rashi, e meis, le meis chayde shechachayim. Koydam moyed. I'm not sure what Rashi means. Okay. If a person dies a month or two before Yom Tov, lo ya'arad, you shouldn't then go around and within 30 days before Yom Tov, go ahead, I want to make a hesped. I mean, I'm not sure what Rashi means. He says two months before Yom Tov, and you make a hesped a month before. I guess they didn't make a hesped on the day of the Levi, they made a hesped him afterwards. So Shleisha may be of that. Shloshim, maybe, yeah. Well, 2 months he died, so the Shloshim ends up being within the month of Yom Tov. That's what saying. That's what Hashem means. The father became kad hados hafad no b'marove. Somebody was going around to make a hesped, and that is all claimish lo yiska is safdin. You shouldn't hire. Interesting, Rashi brings down the opinion of the two opinions of Gemara. Rashi brings down this one opinion lo yiska. It's lochayle for me. They bring it out. Rashi paskin that's halacha. The only time you don't make a hesped within 30 days is if you hire the guy. All those who are depressed, come and join me. If somebody passes away within 30 days, you don't hire again. Actually, like the opinion says, don't hire. 30 days, go to both. I mean, the Shem will explain what's the inyo of 30 days. Says the Gemara, but I mean, that's a question. I'm lucky that some of the Yemayim is Abelin Kol Yemayim. Faded Yaron over that day. Well, Edib Amos Abelin no longer novel. You're not an Oinon. You're allowed to eat meat and wine and all that, but you have to promise some availers during that day. But the following night, everything's all right. Rav Chizda says that even though it's bundled up in the handkerchief over the bones or something that you don't even see, you can't see them. Still, you have to promise availers. Well, the Mephoshim already asked, what do you bring over to Chizda for? How's that strengthen your question? The question was that it's an Avelis. How could Rabbi say that Simchulai? And so what's Rabbi Chizda adding? So sort of tasting that the most Rabbi say it doesn't add anything, but that's the way of the Gemara. Derech. Once you bring an Indian down, you bring down, you know, a comment on it as well. Simcha is a regular. The Simcha doesn't mean you're happy, because the person's never happy. But the simcha of the regal is that strong that it outweighs and overrides the depression or the avelis of what you're doing. That's what simcha loy means. Rashi. And if you have a lame, the simcha loy, I feel to him, you ain't a malak, you don't collect it, and the royation, even though you don't see it, the miss abu, because mashalins go, you don't bury it. Simcha haregel, Allah, kalimid, hadbehu, oisig, be simcha the regal. People work very hard to be happy, even a chalamoid. The Einoi Mitztayr, and he won't be upset, b'melakit atzamas avim. Because we work very hard, Rashi says, to be b'simcha. Harbehu oisik b'simcha the regal. Interesting. What do you do chal moed? Harbe, sukkah is maybe sikh b'sheva. What do you do Pesach? No. That's how the Mishnah. That's how we looked at the Mishnah. The Gemara twists it all around.
How to read it into the words of the Mishnah.
Simcha hiloi is no. You understood simcha hiloi is the act of burial. Says the Gemara, the simcha hiloi means the act of chalamayit. And Rashi says,
what
do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, how does it play out? I understand, but how does it play out? Shemis asig. Rashi says here, harbehu oisig besimcha zeregel. What does that mean? Harbehu oisig zeregel on chalamayit. What exactly do you do on chalamayit? Harbehu oisig zeregel. The fact that he can't work, is that what it is? We shouldn't work. Oisik, not just you're doing something, you're doing things for it, because you're so preoccupied in a mood of simcha that this won't in any way detract. I don't know. What do you actually do? Rashi, oisik. How about oisik? Yeah.
Listen, the fact that you
you don't work.
Yeah, you don't work. You get dressed in the yom, the choil.
Doesn't say that. Doesn't say halacha. You have to do that.
In the morning, right?
I saw that. The food.
The what?
Yeah. I saw something coffee like that in Simpas. When I was a bocha in Yeshiva, Dain Abramsky, you know, used to live next door to the Yeshiva, so he used to gavel with us. When he was in the I think it was Thursday, his wife died. And on Friday, his sister died.
Miliyantif.
No,
so Islam.
Shabbos.
It's pretty amazing.
It was an amazing thing to see, you know. This one, all Shabbos was totally normal, you know. After the Kaddish, I think,
Goodbye, Gemara. No, Shabbos, you have to. It's an amazing thing, you're able to do that. Lo yarad amesa. He says the Gemara. My lo yarad amesa. What do you mean? You should be on amesa. But I've had hodas. I've done it. I've done it. But marover, you go around to maspid and to stroll. I'm the yivkin. He may call me. Really, bad. Must cry with me. What's the meaning of shloishim yom? Amarav can. Amarav yud. Amarav. Rav said. I'll tell you why. Mai said there was an incident by Adam Echad, a person, Shekidnes, Mois, Lalis, the regal. He collected money. So he had to make a trip to Shlaim. Couldn't afford it, so he was collecting for a while, putting aside money to have a trip. And he was away on work, and a Safdin came to the house. I need money to be able to make a hesped for the Shmedel who passed away. The woman was a very charitable woman. She took all that money and gave it to this person. The husband didn't do anything though. He's a mensch. He didn't go to the regular tier. So the reason is because it costs money, and the money you could have used for the regal, you're giving to this guy. So Taisa says, "Lochayd, if so, today when there's no Aleid of the regal, it shouldn't be a problem." So Taisa says, "No," the Rosh says, "because the Simchas Yomtiv, you also need money, and if it's cost, within 30 days, you're already collecting for Yomtiv because people are shloshim yom chag, and therefore, if someone else comes along, if you're going to give him money, so in other words, the bottom line is a maspid that costs money is a problem. That's the problem." And even b'zman hazeh l'cheira wise rasa, because a dovish of minyan you need some minyan bezan achar God will be minyan and God will be chachma to matre. Shmuel says l'fish ein ames. He brought. Depends.
If
it doesn't make a difference, because the way the Rosh learns, it's the same din applies today. If you don't look like the Rosh, like one of the Rishonim that Ivan learns, then it only applies when he's telling him, "Ma'aser happened then." That's why the Mishnah told you it's Asa. He says, you know why? Because usually it takes a while to at least 30 days before you forget the speech. And if you're going to hear a terrible hesped within 30 days, on Yom Tov you're going to suddenly remember and you're going to cry. And on Yom Tov, we want you to be happy. So within 30 days of Yom Tov, don't do this. When it costs no money, if the vort is according to Rabbi because of money, then when it costs no money, no problem. But according to Shmuel, it's not a question of money, it's a question of being sad. Then even there's no money. Big Machlokes is showing who the halacha is like. That many in Shulchan Aruch pass more like Shmuel than Rav. But Rashi saw in the Mishnah, and many in the Shulchan hold like Rav. Because generally the halacha is like Rav against Shmuel when it comes to Issa. It's only Mammon that's going to be passing like Shmuel. We do not dig kuchin. We don't dig some grave size if you don't have any particular mace in mind. And kuchin is, sorry? Kuchin is basically a grave, and kivros is above the ground. Chilin a kever and a kuchin is one is below the ground, as Gemara will say in a minute. B'moyed and chalamoyed. They always had graves ready. Not like today, when someone passes away, that's when they dig a grave. They used to have graves ready. You know, I'll prepare graves on Chol HaMoed. If you already have something here, you got to clean it up, then you're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed, because it's much less tircha. But oisi nivreches, you're allowed to make a little pond of water so you can wash your clothes. The question is, that Hashem already asked, you're not allowed to wash clothes on Chol HaMoed, so why are you allowed to make a nivreches to wash clothes? So someone says, it's talking about techrichen, washing clothes for a mace. But order, you're allowed to make a in my maze b'chotze, you're allowed to make an order if the maze itself is already there. In your chotze, then you're allowed to make an order because it's obvious what you're making the order for is for the maze. Not stam the velt and prepare yourself. Because stam the velt, prepare yourself, you're not do chalamoid. If it's specifically for maze, you're allowed to. Now, Buddha says, Elim kenyayim yesh b'in his son. Buddha says, only if you already have the boards already cut up. Only then you're allowed to do it. Says the Gemara, first of all, my kuchin, my kivr is, Amar Rav Yehuda, kuchin is bechafir. Kuchin is when you dig it in the ground, in turn in the ground. The kivr is bebinyan, kivr is above the ground. That's what a kivr is. Yeah, that's what we normally touch. But here the Gemara seems to learn any, that's how we normally touch. Here the Gemara seems to say any hole in the ground is kuchin. That's what seems from here. And anything above the ground is a caver. Build a... Sorry? Maybe. Today, Baruch Hashem, we can afford it. In those days, the whole reason why you even had to chichim is because people couldn't afford it, not to embarrass the poor. We'll see later. Taina Mochi is going to be learned. Eilein, kuchim, he'll give it a kuchim, bechafidah, he'll give it a binyan, above the ground. Abba mechanch, he's going to prepare the cakes, and mechanch, what do you mean, clean the mouth of your lishim, or your oruch mekatzoi. Yeah, we're having a fifth Pesach. Amorich hazadus. Yeah, that's how we normally whip shot. Yeah, and it's standing up. Remember, we had the cable was standing up, vertical or horizontal. But here it seems. I mean, that's how it seems to me. The shot is here. Says the what do you mean mechanchin? Im hayaodem mekatzin. Not a big job. If you already have a cable and you make it a bit shorter, fill it in a little bit. Masitana, not only you allowed to make it shorter, which is a less tircha, you allowed even marich boy, which is a bigger tircha, or marich boy, widen it, it's a bigger tircha, he's also allowed to do that as well. But it's not the same thing as building anew. But oisin nivrech, my nivrech, what's this pool, pond? I'm going to use a big kia, it's a little pond. But tanya nivrech, kia, both. It seems like there's a big pond and a small pond. What does that mean? Nicho gio bagia, big pond and a small pond. But other than makes the if the base is inside the chutz, you're allowed to do that. Tanin Eloha, this proves, supports the following, but I said, let me learn. Ois in kol tzorchei ha-meis, you're allowed to take care of all the needs of a meis on cholamoid. Goiz in loisare, you're allowed to cut his hair. Umechaps in loiksusa, you're allowed to wash his clothes. And that's why they think that in the Mishnah, when it says you're allowed to wash, kind of rech is talking about these clothes for a meis. Yeah, before they bury it, they make him look clean. Yeah, cover the meis. I guess if he looked disheveled or something. But oisinlai arayin, they make an arin minasarin haminusarin yantiv splinter ray wood cut up for yantiv. Only then can you make the arin. Rabshimgul said, you're allowed to bring wood. You're allowed to bring wood to Manasseh. You're allowed to even bring wood and cut them up. But bitzina b'tar beisa. It has to be discreetly inside your house. No one should know. We don't want to be for hesia.
To make the grave bigger, you'd have no choice.
No, it's about the box, the box. Yeah, okay. Tasis makes an interesting comment here. Tasis says here, the Oren you made b'chotzer. Let's look at Tasis quickly. He says, Amrin b'rishalmi rabbana hadam b'beish enim b'fursim. When do we say that it has to be inside your chotzer, or especially inside your house? We want it discreet. There's only a mate. Nobody knows that he died. Nobody really knows who he is. Abba b'beish enim b'fursim. Everyone knows that this person passed away. Everyone knows about it. And I was glad of b'shuk. You're allowed to make it in the open. Everyone knows what you're doing. Even in the marketplace on Chalamayid, everyone knows what you're doing. The Mach b'Chalamayid, he passed on Chalamayid, up in the Aron b'Shuka. In the middle of the market, they built him, everyone knew Rabbi Chanina. Look what he says here now. The Nida that he'd done in my times, she yesh kehilas muatin, that all the Jewish communities in Chutzal, I guess, are small. Everyone knows everybody. Chashbin l'mefursa l'kula meisim. Every person who passes away, everybody in town knows. They were so intimately involved with each other. That's what it was. This is from the Tesis of the Times. He says all our communities were small in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore we all know each other. That's what the definition of a Yiddish Kehillah is. Everyone knows each other. Interesting comment here. From time to time, Tesis throws in these little tidbits about his life, how it was. Yeah, about it. Mishneh. Now that's a very interesting sugya. Oh, but if it happened on Yom Tov, no one will know. Says the Mishnah, Ein noisin noshim b'moye. Very interesting, morning. You're not allowed to marry women on Chalamoid. You're not allowed to marry somebody on Yom Tov, Chalamoid. Loi besulis, v'loi almanis. You're not allowed to marry even though it's a psula first time. And surely an almana, v'loi me, and almana also not v'loi me yabin. No, yibum, why not? What's wrong? V'nei she simcha hiloi, it's a simcha getting married. L'chayim, we're talking about getting married, so what's the big deal? Was Simchi Lloyd the other Pshat we had in Gemara before? Because Yom Tov is Simcha, so. So Yom Tov is Simcha, therefore why can't you get married? Faket, this will amplify the Simcha. Yeah, look, it's the best time. Rashi. But however, a wife that you lived with him many years together, then you divorced, and then you're remarrying her, and the simcha is not so great, you can take her back on Yom Tov. You want to say no simcha? Look, Rashi, the ain't Rashi is more edel than that. Machzik Rishos said the ain't a simcha kolkach. That the Michigan. Oh, yeah, for sure. Taste already brings down. We'll learn the few ches later. The oisa isha tachshitel b'moyed. A woman is allowed to baputz herself, allowed to ornate herself on chalamoyed because she has to look pretty for her husband all the time. And Rabbi Yehuda says, what else is important to do? We had an entinus. Ain isha l'yofi, according to one group of girls at least. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer loy sosu. They used to put like they put wax today for women to remove the hair. They shouldn't put plaster. Sorry? The pilote. The pilote. You see, it's plaster. It must have been pretty painful. Oh, well, the beard, you mean?
The beard. Used to
yeah.
Yeah.
Used to burn it burnt through their roots.
It's like a cream.
It wasn't a problem of because the whole shayla is allowed to do that. You let it kill your roots and everything else.
No, it doesn't.
And today they just use a regular shaver. I had a whole group of whatever. It's been good. They should Nibulullah.
Sounds interesting, but what
it is.
You saw something once.
They have no plaster. Shouldn't have plastered, but should leave Allah. It hurts. And Yom Tov, you should be besimcha. Rashi. But also, he's actually doing. He's actually coming back tomorrow. Explain later on. Me like also besieged with plaster. Should nevel who etz la achshav b'mayish who chatosu besieged. That causes pain. It's painful. Then the Mishnah continues. Ha head yet teifah kedarka. An ordinary person is allowed to mend their clothing on cholamoid, but the woman, a tradesman, machliv has to make some kind of a shini. What's the shaydish of the word machliv? Some of the shaydish. Machliv is make a shini. Sorry. Yeah, but what's the shaydish of the word machliv? I saw the Shulchan Aruch says it makes one wide stitch and one narrow stitch.
Well, it's machli wide.
No, a professional guy.
But
the
professional guy can't work.
If he here he's doing, he got to work before. He can do it if he does a shina. That's what he's saying here. He can do it if it's important. But if he's professional, he's doing it through a shina. Otherwise, it looks like he's doing it. Umesagin is a mitzvah. You're allowed to. In those days, beds were for flocking together. They used to weave the ropes together. You're allowed to do that. And chalamoy, you're only allowed to stretch and make it taut, but you're not allowed to actually make the whole thing. What's wrong with the simcha? Why can't you get married in Yom Tov? It's a simcha. On the contrary, this will compound your simcha. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
It's because you'll have enough years later.
Okay. The Mabu gives four answers, but none of the answers is what yours said. You're not allowed to mix two simchas together. As Tais explains, it's like we have a rule. We want you to focus on what you're doing. Here also, we want you to focus. If you compound the simchas and the different simchas, it's a problem. Rashi, the focus on what you're doing. And later on, the Gemara will learn that he made for 7 days when they celebrated the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and then they 7 days was Yom Tov Sukkos. They don't mix together. The Gemara in Yishalmi brings another pasuk, which is the most famous one. In fact, interesting, the most famous reason for Emar Zimcha Simcha is not brought in our Gemara. And that is Lovan's Harasha said to Yaakov, Malei Shvuazais. Let's finish the Shavu Brachas here for Leah before we start getting married for Rachel. Before you get married, Rachel and have Shavu Brachas. So you don't mix two Simchas. And the Rishayim say, not Tosis. So Tosis actually argues. But the Rishayim say, there's a big nafkamina halacha between the Rishalmi and the Bavli. What about, because according to the Bavli, you're not allowed to have two different simchas, marriage and Yom Tov. What about the same simcha? Are you allowed to have two chasnas at the same time? Why not? Why not? It's the same inyan. The Gemara says you're not allowed to have two separate kinds of simchas.
Because you're earning one for the other.
Yeah, so exactly. He focused on Yom Tov versus a chasna, or Beis HaMikdash versus a Sukkos. But if it's both chasnas, what's wrong? However, the Shalmi clearly learns from the same simcha. Malei Shavua Zais. and before you do the next one. I mean, Shammai is going to have the same mincha. For example, you're allowed to have two brisna at the same time. That's the machlach in halacha. Two pinyon abandon, it all comes from right here. Whether you, if, is it,
what about a mission to two? You can't kill two people at the same time. It's the same baby.
But we learn from a pasuk. We learn from a pasuk. Yeah. But Taisa clearly talks here about of opinion and bris mila and
well, bris mila you haven't got a choice because it's you have to do the wrong.
But Taisa concludes bris mila is not a simcha, so bris mila doesn't count.
Yeah. You're earning one for the other.
Okay, that's one answer. Next answer, you're right. Amar Bachanin, another answer. Sorry, Rabbi Lavunam, I'm Nation Meniach Simcha Seregel, but Oisim Zishlai. So, what's he saying? How's he different than what before? He's saying that you're not going to, you're going to forget about Simcha. The first one was you're focusing on Yom Tov, you're not going to do work on the wife. Here, you're going to work on your wife, you're not going to focus on Yom Tov. What's he saying differently than before? You know what he's really saying? The Rabu. He says the next line. Next one I'll explain. He's saying, this is what he's saying, exactly what the Rabu is saying. It's a pasuk. When we say you're only yachter, not your wife, and that's the problem. Oh, so according to this, any other simcha is no problem. Nothing was simcha, and another Gemara will find that this is the only one the Gemara quotes. So the Rishonim will hold that this is actually the halacha. Samachta b'chagecha v'loy b'ishtecha, and therefore there's no such thing as emar v'zichah b'simcha. Not like Tosfos learns that emar v'zichah b'simcha is based on the fish einoisim mitzchah v'chavilus, which is a halacha. We hold einoisim mitzchah v'chavilus. We had an Arab psachim and so on. Ulama, you know why? I'm there teirach. It's a lot of work to make a chasna, and it detracts from Yom Tov. We don't want you to work on Yom Tov Chalamayid. People try to save money. If you, the main cost of a chasna is the suda. If you wait till Yom Tov, then you got to make a major suda. And therefore, it wouldn't be cheaper if I make my chasna on Yom Tov and then I just we have our suda on Yom Tov. So that's why people can delay the mitzvah pivotivya. In fact, that's why the minig used to be, and I saw a few chasna lately on Fridays. It's much cheaper. Because Friday night, anyway, one's dressed, Shabbos dik. Yeah, because Friday night you're dressed and the suda. But Yom Tov will be even cheaper, because Yom Tov you have to make a bigger suda than this. Rashi. Nobody'll get married. I will mount in my way till Yom Tov. She hey oise suda achas lemayin suda. Make one Yom Tov suda for both. I'll ask you a question. It says like this: Kol elu she'amru asun lisamayid. All these ain't all the marry on Yom Tov. Entire Yom Tov include chamayid. Mutarin lisa erev regel, but erev Yom Tov by day you can. Now let's work through it. The main part of the chasen is the suda. So the suda will be on Yom Tov. Kashi lekulu. I have a question to all of them. Each one of them have a question because tonight you're going to have the suda. Sorry, let's say you're going to have the suda by day. But you have Shavu Brachas every night of Yom Tov. So if you have a problem with Shavu Brachas every night, you have a problem of Tircha because you got to make all these parties.
If you eat a lot during the day, you won't be eating much.
Yeah, but you have every Shavu and Shavu Brachas, you got to prepare it. It requires an effort. If you're worried about Tircha, there's a Tircha there as well. And if you're worried about even Mipnei Pirvidivya, so people will make the Chasna Ed of Yom Tov, which you allow, but they'll say that at least all the Shavu Brachas will be during Yom Tov. Save over there. So every problem that you have, you raise, having the wedding on Yom Tov itself, is the same problem having the wedding the day before Yom Tov, the night before. What about all the Shavu Brachas? Rashi, Mutoni Zeh Beregel, Kleim Mutlach Hatchila, Yil Hatchila, Vavar Rishid Yom, Shasudi Yi Beregel, Yil Shavu Brachas during Tai Yom Tov, the same problems, says the Gemara, interesting. The main problem is the main simcha is ikas simcha chad yemu. The main simcha is the day of the wedding. The rest is just I guess the tail end of the simcha. The real simcha, and as long as that takes place before Yom Tov, we don't care about Shavu Brachas and Yom Tov. That's not a big distraction. The main tircha is what do you prepare for 3 months? The chasna. Shavu Brachas, you don't think about much about it. So we don't care the Shavu Brachas during Yom Tov. What are you saying? The guy will delay till Ed of Yom Tov so that he can have the Shavu Brachas during Yom Tov. But imagine, if let's say you're allowed to have a chasna on Yom Tov, so he plans for the first day Yom Tov, let's say it doesn't work out, we'll have the second day Yom Tov, we'll have a Chol Hamoed. I still save myself all that money. But if you only give me one day, the day before Yom Tov, if the day before Yom Tov, then it's two. I'm going to wait 4 months for that day. And what happens? Punch the rainy day, or what happens? Something a disaster. No chasna at all. Can't do that. The Mefarshim already asked. So what about the 2 days before Yom Tov? They'll make the chasna. Anyway, the aim. Okay, that's it. Rashi. Ika simcha dinasuin chad yema. V'shar yema loy choshiv me'arif simcha b'simcha. That's a big simcha. Ika tichad dinasuin b'yema rishin dinasuin the first day. L'chad yema l'mashi in jiklaim akivin en yochal haskal b'arvedegel. You can only get married every yomtiv. Eim amtina adreg. Won't wait to yomtiv. The dilma misram mi milsulim. Motzi maskal b'arvedegel. V'lay baskal k'lay. Won't start a whole yomtiv. Okay, we'll stop here.